We take you now to such a place as the campaign manager is addressing the crowd.
Thank you. Thank you very much. No, really, you're too kind. Hey, no, stop. No, really. No, it's too much. No, we don't need this applause. Oh.
Shut up!
That's better.
Actually, we're going to have a campaign manager. We had set aside $50,000 for a campaign manager. We said, hey, that pays pretty damn good, and we gave it to ourselves.
That's right. Now, we've decided to run for mayors of Belleville, not against each other, but together, because, really, neither of us has the time or the interest to do the job full-time. So if we win, you get two mayors for the price of one.
That's two. Two mayors for the price of one.
Now, our current mayor, her political stand, it moves me. Much in the way that Bran moves me. And she's an environmentalist.
Is that someone who predicts the weather?
No, that's a meteorologist.
Then what's an environmentalist?
A left-wing, radical, Mother Nature-loving, do-gooding scum.
So I guess that's where the word mental comes in, environmentalist.
That's right. Anyway, we are also running on an environmental platform.
It's made out of styrofoam.
And I promise you this. If we are elected mayor of the city of Belleville, you can throw your garbage in the street. You don't have to recycle anymore, and you won't have to feel guilty about it. You can use all the styrofoam cups, disposable diapers, hairspray, I don't care.
But what about the ozone? What about the sun's deadly rays?
What do I care? I don't tan.
And besides, we'll be dead in 100 years, and it'll be somebody else's problem.
And another thing, unlike our current mayor, we won't be riding to work on a bicycle. If we hold office, we'll drive to work in a 79 Cadillac Eldorado V8 that burns pure toxic waste for fuel, and we'll be smoking a couple of white owls on the way. And we'll run the hell over any left-wing, radical, Mother Nature, do-gooding bike riders, and that includes the bicycle cops, but law enforcement, that's your department, I take it to you, Scott.
Heck, if we're elected, we'll get rid of the bicycle cops and replace them with the horse patrol. Why shouldn't we put the police back on their high horses again? And I object, Steve. I don't think we should be running for mayor. I think we should be driving for mayors. That's right.
I think so.
And I think we should take
two cars, not one.
And I don't know what you're saying, Steve. You live a block and a half away from me. Why shouldn't we carpool? Because you smell. I am not going to sit with this man in a car. We'll take two cars.
But I certainly agree that we should drive to work because I'm too fat to run.
And what's this bit about twinning ourselves with large Germany? I think we should twin ourselves with some beautiful place where they have lots of Hooters hanging out, like Pensacola, Florida.
Or Las Vegas. But as a re-elected mayor of the city of Belleville, no lounge lizards in the city of Belleville.
And Belleville, it's not the friendly city, so therefore I think we should extend a welcome invitation for the friendly giant to move here, so it'll be Belleville, the friendly giant city.
Hello, sir. No, please. No, that's enough. We told you to shut up once before. But going back to the bicycle cops, I have to ask you this. How can you ride a bike and do law enforcement while you're riding a bike, holding a coffee in one hand, munching on a donut in the other?
That's why they have two of them. One holds the other guy's handlebars, and the other one drinks the coffee.
And that's right. And the other thing, too, if you get arrested, what do? Put you in a little basket, ride you to the police station, or chain you up with a bike chain until a backup tricycle comes?
That's right. And if elected, we're going to sell the bank when you buy the Dead Sea.
But maybe you should tell them about some of our law policies.
Why, yes, we're talking about legalizing prostitution in this town.
Here, here.
And why, Steve?
There,
tell
there.
Why should we legalize prostitution? Heck, we should even prostitute legalization.
I think so. Well, our concept of legalizing prostitution, it will be legal to be a prostitute, but you also have to be a lawyer, because we figured lawyers are schnooping everyone already, so why not?
And we'll give it away for free. And in the immortal words of Martin Luther King Jr. in regards to no-cost prostitution,
free at last, free at last.
And it was Martin Luther King who said, I have a dream. There are these two cheerleaders. Well, I guess it wasn't him. Maybe that was someone else. But anyway, going back to our topic. What was our topic? Oh, our law reform.
Law reform. And if also elected, we promise that there will be two homes in every driveway and a yard sale on every Sunday, twice on Mondays.
We're also going to legalize marijuana. However, if you smoke it, you get the death penalty.
You're out of there.
Now, we're going to open the floor now to some questions. Is there any questions out there amongst the massive crowds?
What's your stand on single parents?
Well, both Scott and I are trying to work with unwed mothers.
I mean, getting them started.
And on your policy on race relations, how do you work with that?
Well, we both believe in fair treatment for all, regardless of race, color, or creed. That's why we have started the National Institute for Good Ethnic Relations.
We admit it doesn't work as an acronym.
But we'll work on the name.
As mayor, would you plan any special events?
Well, we're going to hold the annual Schizophrenia Week. Our slogan is going to be, take a schizophrenic to lunch and feed several people for the price of one.
Any message to our current mayor?
Yeah, Mayor Langer.
Mayor Langer, what's with your friggin' hair? I mean, The Bride of Frankenstein was made in 1935. Hairstyles have changed.
And I intend to make pocketball a national sport. I love that sport. I always win.
Friday night, I'm dressed your party. Saturday, I said I'm sorry. Sunday came and thrashed me out again. I was only having fun. Wasn't hurting anyone. And we all enjoyed the weekend for a change. I've been stranded in the combat. But it just may be a lunatic you're looking at. Turn out the light. Don't try to save me. You may be wrong for all I know, but you may be right. I said to take me as I am, 'cause you might enjoy some madness for a while. Now think of all the years you tried to find someone to satisfy you. Mind is as crazy as you say. If I'm crazy, then it's true that it's all because of you. And you wouldn't want me any other way. You may be right, or may be crazy, but it just may be a lunatic you're looking for. It's late to fight, it's too late to change me. You may be wrong for all I know, but you may be right.
This here's just the instrumental part, so don't worry, you can sing along if you like.
Him a one, ha! Him a twice, ha! Him a three times, good guy, ha! Ta-da!
May be crazy.
Hey, it just may be a lunatic you're looking for. Too late to fight.
It's too late to change him.
You may be wrong for all I know, but you may be right.
Now it says here, repeat ad lib and faith. What the hell's that supposed to mean? I don't know. Right, but you're probably wrong.
I was right last time. Was I right or was I wrong? Was I right? Was you wrong? I was wrong.
That's it then.
Well, that about wraps it up. But you know, Steve, if you were to get elected, I'd cut my throat.
Scott, if you were to get elected, I'd hand you the knife. And remember, folks, Elvis is dead. And you know, if Elvis were alive today, you know what he'd be doing, Scott?
No, Steve, what would he be doing?
He'd be scratching at the inside of the coffin. That's what he'd be doing, because they buried him, you know. He'd be going, help, help, let me out of this coffin. Thanks. Good night. Thanks for coming out.
Drive safely.
This evening's show was brought to you by the Furniture Monarchs Sofa King. How good is it? It's Sofa King good.
And Al Pacino's new movie, Scent of a Woman. And Massengales, When You Care Enough to Douche.
Ooh, that would hurt.
The faucet, she is dripping, and the fence, she's falling down. My pocket needs some money so I can go into town. My brother isn't working and my sister doesn't care. The car, she needs a motor so I can go anywhere. My mother's always working, she's working very hard. But every time she looks for me, I'm sleeping in the yard. My mother thinks I'm lazy, and maybe she is right. I'll go to work mañana, but I gotta sleep tonight.
Mañana, 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 it's soon enough for me.
Oh, once I had some money, but I gave it to my friend. He said he'd pay me double, it was only for a lend. But he said a little later that the horse, he was so slow. Why he gave the horse my money is something I don't know.
Mañana, mañana, mañana is soon enough for me.
My brother took a suitcase and he went away to school. My father said he only learned to be a silly fool. My father said that I should learn to make a chili pot. But then I burned the house down, the chili was too hot.
Mañana, 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 it's soon enough for me.
The window, she is broken and the rain is coming in. If someone doesn't fix it, I'll be soaking to my skin. But if we wait a day or two, the rain may go away. And we don't need a window on such a sunny day.
Mañana.